I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. This weekend, the Lexington History Museum is co-sponsoring events celebrating our city's ties to the 16th U.S. President and native Kentuckian Abraham Lincoln. This year's overall theme is Henry Clay's influence on the future president. In addition to special tours of Ashland, the Henry Clay Estate, and the Marytown Lincoln House, kids' activities at the Explorium and a display of Lincoln's own pocket watch. The History Museum also brought noted Kentucky historian Dr. John Kleber to talk about his research on the two political legends. I sat in on the presentation and then talked one-on-one with Dr. Kleber, and the first thing we discussed was the lack of any evidence that Abe and Henry actually ever met.
Yeah, they never met, and that's a very strange thing, because they were in places where they could easily have met, most notably here in Lexington in 1847, and again in Washington when Clay was in the Senate and Lincoln was in the House of Representatives. Why they never met is one of those great mysteries of history. Almost certainly, if they had met, Lincoln would have said something about it. And I have seen, I've seen places that do say that Mary took Lincoln to Ashland to meet Clay and that they met one another, but there is absolutely no documentation that ever happened.
A big part of your presentation was that Lincoln eulogized Henry Clay. So he spoke for about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as I said, in eulogizing Henry Clay, people recognize that Lincoln was the protege of Clay, his mentor, and that there was no one in Illinois who could better speak for Clay or better speak for the principles of the Whig Party than Lincoln. But I think what's interesting is that Lincoln wanted to do it. He wanted to pay this last compliment to the man he most admired as his beau ideal of a politician. And that was great. It was probably the last thing that Lincoln could do for Clay. And if Clay was listening above, he must have approved.
They were also united in their political opposition to one Andrew Jackson.
That's right. They were both vehemently anti-Jackson. They both considered Jackson to be despotic. They both disliked his political principles of small government. And I think in Lincoln's case, and maybe some in Clay's case, it was the fact that he just represented people that they didn't agree with. They looked more to the upper echelons of society, surprisingly from where Lincoln came from, but he looked upon the better class of people as being Whigs, and that they had the answer to make America a better nation, a nation in which everybody would rise together if they practiced the principles of the American system.
Mentioning the American system, talk about that and how Henry Clay and Abraham Lincoln, throughout Lincoln's presidency, was very much the American system.
Sure. One of the things that Clay recognized when he formed the Whig Party is that the party was not going to win simply as an anti-Jackson vehicle. It had to offer something positive to the American people. And the most positive thing it offered was the American system, in which the federal government would be used to bring prosperity to the nation in several ways. One, by establishing a national bank, by using federal funds to create internal improvements in the form of railroads and canals and railroads, and finally to enact a protective tariff that would keep American wages high for the working person. So those were positive things, and Lincoln jumped on that, and he agreed that if those were practiced, put to work, then it would raise Americans to a better standard of living, and we would be a better country, a more prosperous country. And he learned all of that from Henry Clay.
And finally, of course, both loved the Union. Talk about that.
That, again, as I said, was the strongest bond between the two. They both absolutely loved it. And I think maybe of all the things of why Lincoln followed Clay, it would have been because he was a strong Union man. As I said, when the war came, Lincoln was willing to take the nation to war simply to preserve the Union. And later it became, of course, a cause for emancipation. But that was the single thing. And I think in Clay's life, too, I think everything Clay did was done predicated on the Union, keeping the Union together, because if it was not, America could not achieve her destiny. The Union was absolutely essential for America to remain a great country and become even a greater country. And Lincoln signed on to that.
And you get this question a lot. Why did Henry Clay run three times and lose, and yet Abraham Lincoln did win?
Yeah. Well, he ran three times and lost for many reasons. One is the fact that he had political enemies. Two is the fact he seemed to run in years that were not Whig years. And three, he had a tendency sometimes to speak out of turn and sometimes to speak the wrong words at the wrong year, whether it be against against the Mexican War or in favor of the bank. He just spoke out of turn, and that came back to haunt him. So you put all those things together, it is unfortunate. I've always thought, what would he have been like as a president? And I'm pretty convinced that Clay would have been a great president. Never got the chance. Lincoln, who got the chance, of course, was the great president Clay never became.
Johnny Kleber, thank you very much for your time. And you got a day named after you, courtesy of our own mayor, Linda Gordon.
I do thank Mayor Gordon for this great honor. I'm surprised. It's a beautiful plaque. And John Kleber Day, I'm going to have to come back to Lexington more often.
Don't be a stranger.
All right. Thank you.